Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Won't he make a way? Yes, when we're feeling hopeless and in a very dark place, he can make a way, help see that light again. We just have to keep hoping and believing, because he will make a way. Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I am Mary Hollis, your host, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. The cross is an expectant cross. It is a symbol of hope, for God is on one side, and the people is on the other side, and Jesus Christ is in between us to bring us together and giving us the hope that we need for each and every day. And Hebrews 7:25 says, he's able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Yes, he's always there for us. In spite of what we're going through, he will be there. He will never leave us or forsake us. Tonight, I need Joel and Victoria to help me out. And I'm going to tell a story on one of their, read one of their stories that they telecast on their show. And I don't know if you are one that listens to Joel Osteen, but the two of them are very inspirational, very easy to understand and straight to the point in our daily lives. Well, Joel, the topic that he talked about, and I'm sure you have heard it many times through your pastor or other ministers about in Mark 5, touch him. There was a lady who had a bleeding disorder for 12 years. Haven't you heard the story before? She had gone to so many doctors and spent all her money trying to get well. She only got worse. One day she heard that Jesus was passing through her town. She heard stories of healing the crippled and the blind, and something came alive on the inside. She thought, he can do that for me too. She said to herself, if I can get to Jesus and touch his fringe of his robe, I know I'll be healed. She had a whole lot of faith, and she wanted to be healed. But there was a huge crowd packed in around Jesus. It looked impossible. Well, the impossible is possible if you believe. Most people would have given up, but not her. She started pushing her way through the crowd. Excuse me, but I need to get by. I don't mean to be rude, but move out of my way. People looked at her. What's her problem? I guess if you were in the crowd, you'll say, what's she trying to do? What is her problem? She was on a mission. She had a made-up mind. And you have to have a made-up mind sometimes when you want something to happen. I'm sure she was weak and exhausted from the blood loss. She fought her way through the crowd. One version says, she kept saying to herself, if I only touch his clothes, I'll be well. She could keep going because she kept the right thoughts playing in her mind. That's very important for us to keep the right thoughts and keep our mind on Jesus. When she reached out and touched the edge of Jesus' robe, he stopped and asked his disciple, who touched me? They said. What do you mean? It is so crowded that everyone is touching you. Jesus said in effect, no, they are bumping into me, but someone touched me. Somebody drew the miracle-working power out of me. Isn't that something? That touch was different from all the other touch that he felt bumping into him. At that time, Jesus looked at this woman and their eyes met. He smiled and said, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. You have been healed. And this is out of Mark 5:34. Notice that the key was her faith. Her faith made her free. When you believe, when you have lived with expectancy, your faith can stop the creator of the universe. That's what activates his power. In many of the healings that Jesus performed, he laid his hand on people, but in this case, the woman laid her hand on Jesus. Are you waiting for God to lay hands on you? Are you? Are you living the expectancy knowing that he is bigger than your problem? He can do anything. He's a healer. He's a provider. He's a comforter. Greater than sickness, more powerful than addiction. Are you discouraged? Are you lonely? Are you depressed? Are you overwhelmed by emotions? Thinking it will never change. God is passing by. He has all powers. Don't just brush up against him. Don't be passive and think you'll never accomplish your dream. Never stop your business. Never stop wishing and wanting things that you'll lack in life. Your faith can activate God's power to do amazing things. Do like this woman did. She had faith that once she touched Jesus' garment, that she was going to be healed. We must believe that he has all powers in his hand, and he can help us through whatever we may be going through. Do like this woman. Touch him and believe it will happen. That saying, it too shall pass, it will. Sometimes we are impatient. We want him to answer questions and prayers right away. But just believe, it will happen. I sort of paraphrase some of Joel and Victoria's touch him. Because I just wanted to let you know that he has all powers in his hands. Just believe. Believe in him, and he will direct your path and make things better again. Because he's a provider. He's a comforter. He's a protector. He is our all in all. He's our Redeemer. He's our King of Kings. He's our Rock. He's our Bread of Life. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Emmanuel. And he is our bright and morning star. He is. And that is our inspirational message for you tonight. But I have, and I hope that sometimes when we hear stories and read stories in the Bible, we hear it different. It comes to us in a different way. God shows us something else out of that. And even though I've heard this story many times, and I'm sure you haven't experienced maybe the disorder, her bleeding disorder, but you have some type of disorder or problems. And just like she had faith and believed that she was going to be healed, we must believe also. And I have many announcements tonight. So if you have a piece of paper handy, or you can remember, you have good memory, but I'll be telling these talking about these announcements every night from now and until, because they are a very important announcement. Every year, the next chapter, Widows Ministry, we go we travel to a different location. We're going out on a trip, our annual trip, different places. And this time we're going on a cruise again. We had a wonderful time several years ago. We went on the cruise. We went during the time of our anniversary. We had our anniversary on the cruise, and it was wonderful, a wonderful experience. and we had a section on the cruise ship, and we even had guests stopping by and engaging and enjoying our anniversary as well. But we are going to Nassau. I know many of you might say, oh, I've been to Nassau before. But you know one thing? You've never been to Nassau with the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. When we go on a trip, we have a good time. God is there. He makes all things right, and we just have a great time. We're going to Nassau, Freeport, and when we get to the Bahamas, we are going to tour Atlantis. If you haven't heard what about Atlantis, go on your computer and look up. It's right off of Paradise Island. It's a beautiful resort where the rich and famous goes, and it has a beautiful aquarium inside of the hotel, the huge aquarium. It's a beautiful place. We're going to tour that, and we'll have time to come back and go to the beach on Nassau. And we're going on a wonderful cruise ship called Elation, Carnival Elation. And we are departing from Port Canaveral, Orlando, Florida, June 20th through the 24th. That is from Thursday to Monday, 4 days. The inside cabin, and I'm going to give you your inside cabin price, and I'm going to give you ocean front. But I want you to know this price I'm quoting is not just for the cruise only. It also includes traveling too. You don't have to worry about how you're going to get there, whether you're going to fly. You still can fly if you chose to. But we have a bus who's going to pick you up here in Georgia, take you to Orlando, to the port in Canaveral, Port Canaveral, and bring you back to Atlanta after you return from the cruise. Also includes the tour from Atlantis. And we have a wonderful payment plan for you. And the inside cabin, that's including everything, $797. And the ocean view is $830. But you do have time to take care of, because we have a payment plan. And just remember, you don't have to worry about nothing but pack your bag and meet me on the bus. And from then, all you do is enjoy the trip. And you know, the cruise can be very relaxing and enjoying. And we're going to have some things together. We're going to have fun on the bus and fun in a cruise and back. But the Atlantis is a very special place, so you definitely, it's different. It's a beautiful place, beautiful resort and hotel. One day I'm going to fly into Atlantis and just enjoy the whole experience of that resort. Then the first payment is due is on, now this is double occupancy, and this also includes taxes and port fees, so absolutely nothing. Everything is included. The first payment is November. That's next month, $75 deposit. We have to get that deposit to Carnival to reserve our spot. The next deposit is $150 for deposit, but we're spreading it out, $75 in November, $75 in December. In January, $160, $160 in each other month, and the last payment is due in April. So if you choose to fly, it's okay. But we have a travel agency who has put this together for us, and all of the payments will be payable to her and her travel agency. And her name is Pat Jones. We have used her before, and she's done a great job. There is insurance that you can take out in case if something happens. And you'll need a passport, or preferred to birth certificate. And it must read just the way your, if you're getting a birth certificate, it must read name must be the same as your driver's license if you're going to use a birth certificate. But it's always best to travel with a passport, and you don't have no problem because people have not had the right type of document when they get there. You got to turn around because they won't let you get on the boat. Many people have been turned away. So go ahead and get that passport ready because we might be going someplace next year that needs a passport as well. And what else? There is anything else I need? And we need to. And I'm going to get flyers. I have emails. I'm not going to be able to text all this information. I have the flyer. I'm going to get it. Finish it up tomorrow. There's a couple of things we've got to add to it. And also what's going to be attached to the flyer is the form that has to be filled out to be given to the carnival. So there's two pieces of attachment that you're going to be getting. I know most of you email address, so if I don't have the email address, you need to contact me and let me know so I can go ahead and get this flyer to you. And this trip is not just for widows. When we go, we take family, we take friends, church workers, neighbors, you name it. No children allowed. Only adults. So please, everyone is in that. Family, sisters, brothers, it can be male. We had male that traveled with us several years. So don't think that you cannot invite women and men are invited. Widows and widows also are invited. Everybody except children. So please pass this along and get ready so we can have a great time. We try to have our trip. It's a little bit more expensive on this time of year in June only because it's cheaper during the storm season, and we don't want to have to deal with the storm. So we're going to leave that time alone and hoping that nothing changes, that God will keep our we have already had a great time, and he's honored us, honor widows that are widows indeed. Yes, he does just that. Now, the next thing that's happening, too, it is getting closer to the holidays. And there's lots of emotions and memories and stuff that we're going to be having, and we might be going into some sort of depression or being sad and lonely or whatever because our loved one is no longer there. Last year I taught an eight-week session on the air, November, December, and also we went into January and February. Did it for a total of 4 months, the 8 weeks. Now, I'm doing it a little bit different this year. This grief 8 weeks session is not just for widows. Anyone that have lost a loved one and is going through some emotional and problem and needs some comfort and help in walking through this time of grief. And it's called RAW, R-A-W, Restoring a Widow, One Day at a Time. And this is also for family and friends. It will begin on the air November 6th. Now, if you're going through the session, there are books that goes with this. You can purchase the book. It's not that you cannot listen on the air when I begin on this November 6th. It's just that if you want to complete this 8 week session and receive a certificate at the end, and also have a book where you can walk through the journey with us. There is four little pamphlets, but not pamphlets. It's four books, small little tiny books that goes with the session. It's going to be 30 minutes every Tuesday starting November 6th. But each month we must meet in person. It's important that we do that. There's several things that are going to be happening that when you do it, come in person at my location It's going to be a 90-minute session where we're going to be doing testimonies and also getting to know how the weeks are, how you're handling each week as you go along in this 8-week session. It is a cost because the book is a cost, and it's very inexpensive. It's only $20 each month. You need to meet with me in person for 90 minutes. But I do need you to, if you're interested in going through the course, you need to pick up your books before November 6th, or no later by November 6th. And it's $20. That's include $20 and also the session that month. I am right now, tentatively, I have scheduled November 18th on a Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5:30 p.m. If there's no way that you can make that, there can be other arrangements, but I'm not going to be able to make too many more changes to that. But it's only one day of the month for 90 minutes that we need to meet and go over some things. And the thing, too, is while we're meeting in person, because I have lots of handouts that I want to go over during the course of this 8 weeks. Also, I will have a guest speaker giving you some extra information regarding information that you'll need and very helpful to you. So that's why we want to meet in person, because we have different things that's going on in that 90 minutes. Okay, and at the end of the 8-week session, we are suggesting that you purchase A Widow's Touch. That's one of our first books, and that will be very helpful to you to read that book as well. But it's four little books. You will go through two of them for each 8-week session. So it's a total of four books, but it's very small books, and it's very easy to read and follow. And what else is about? And the four books is really going through every emotion or journey that you have experienced and what you will experience. And it's very helpful. It's a great book to even have in your library. So get in touch with me. My number is 770-981-9118. That's 770-981-9118. Some of you have my cell phone already. I want to announce that, but if you have my cell phone, I text you all the time, most of you. Other people might be on the air, so call me. That's my landline number I just gave you. And if you have my cell, just text me. Our time is running up. I want to say our October prayer. We have 7 prayers for October. May your finances multiply. May your health improve. May your friends be blessed. May your family be loved. May your pain less. May your worries disappear. May God bless you. Stay positive. Be humble. Embrace what is to come with a grateful heart. May God be the glory. Amen. And that is the end of our show for tonight. I hope you've been blessed. Get in touch with me about our cruise. And also, if you need more information about the class, I will continue to announce this until we get started on November 6th. All I will have time is to go through the different sessions. If you are not interested in purchasing the book, and I'm going to do this, like I say, regardless. We did it last year, but I hope that you'll be able to purchasing the book as well as coming to the one session in person, because that'll be very helpful, because there we got lots of handout and information that we want to go over with you. Be blessed and have a great week, and know that the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, cares about you, love you, and knowing that we continue to pray for you each and every day. And always know that God is there. He loves you more than all of us do. He's your Emmanuel. He's your Prince of Peace. He's your rock. Believe in everything that he has all the powers in his hand. Sometimes it takes a long time for our prayer to be answered, but we must have faith and believe that he will answer those prayers for us. But he gives you light, some sort of light, each and every day that he's there. Love you, and have a great week, and tune in again next week.